I'm Holly Ross, and I'm the Executive Director of the Nonprofit Technology Network. Although we're based in the U.S., we do work internationally, and I think one of the reasons I really wanted to be here is that I tend to hear folks from outside the U.S. say, well, you know, you guys in the U.S. because you're so far advanced with technology, and I actually think that's really not true at all. So I love coming here to actually learn what you guys are doing and take that back to our folks in the States.
Do you think there's much parallel between the different continents and the approach to things?
I think there is. There's definitely some differences. You know, I think our outlook on privacy, for example, is different in the United States than it is here. So that certainly has some implications for how we use technology that's different. But, you know, on the whole, if you sort of take the outliers out of the nonprofit data set, the really big organizations, you know, I think that most of our sector looks very similar and they're doing very similar things as they are here in the UK. I feel like a lot of IT directors that we talk to, they feel like they have this problem where their chief exec is, you know, on a plane somewhere, and they're reading in a magazine this thing about the cloud, and they, like, tear it out of the magazine and bring it in and say, hey, IT director, I want this thing, you know? But they don't really necessarily understand what it is or what it really means. It just looks really cool at the time, right? Or they see organizations who are competitive in this space, people doing similar things, and they say, oh, those guys did that thing where they had that stuff on the web, and I want that, right? Regardless of whether it actually fits the organization or not, right? So I think that there's a lot of different ways that we can help executive directors, you know, rather than be driven by the cool factor, like sort of figure out what is really right strategically for the organization. And I think that you can do that by helping that director. One of the tactics you can take is to help that director with really small pieces of technology themselves. So we often found that, like, just giving a director a smartphone themselves so that they can understand what it means to have access to email and other resources no matter where they are. And then, you know, once they get what that means personally, to be able to say, here's what it means for the organization, right, that argument goes a lot farther. So sort of figuring out how you can, in a small way, immerse that director in the technology helps them conceptualize what it could mean for the organization in a real way. I think that's one good technique.
And in terms of looking to the future, I think, you know, there's people are accepting tech is becoming much, much more important. Mm-hmm. How can chief execs make sure they know what's important to them and what's sort of coming up that's going to be useful to them?
I mean, because that's the fine line, right? We want nonprofits directors to understand what's possible without reading all those articles and bringing them back to us and making them implement them, right? I think it's really important for executive directors to just watch what's happening around them, in the world around them, to understand. To be interdisciplinary, right? When they see a use of technology that is in another field even, and it looks really interesting, to be open to what that might mean for their organization. I think it's important for them to watch what the young staff in their organizations are doing, because oftentimes they are the harbingers of what's coming, right? So I think that's another key way that you can really stay on top of it as an executive director, you know, without having to read Computer World every month. So I think, you know, looking around the environment for what's going on, watching young folks is really important, and then obviously just really being open to hearing what your IT staff and IT friends have to say about what's going on, and not, I think being open to that is really important.